Offbeat clapping.
Welcome to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I'm coming at you live from the Skid Row Studios right here in the heart of LA's hazardous manhole district.
True that.
We have a fun show for you guys tonight. Our guest, she's a columnist for PolicyMike.com as well as the Daily Beast and Salon Magazine. Jacqueline Munson will be in the house. Actually, not in the house. She'll be calling in from New York. I'm pumped right now. I've got the beautiful, smart, funny Kate Quigley.
Thank you.
She's got a gigantic bottle of water. I think she's trying to pass a drug test.
yes, I am, actually.
And right across from me, Speaker of the House, Jake the Snake Cranny.
Absolutely excited to be here. I think this is going to be one of our top 273 shows.
273 shows. For the audience out there, we've only done, I think, 45 shows. So he's leaving a little room for error.
Technically, what you're saying is I'm going to be right.
You're going to be right. You can't be wrong there. And Jenny in the back. Big round of applause for Jenny, everybody. She's with us tonight, filling in for Mindy, who had a smoke pot. Mandatory. But before we get going, before these microphone hogs get in the mix too much, it's time for the Sarcastic News Rundown. Yeah, motherfucker. Our top story tonight, President Barack Hussein Obama gave what some called the most rousing State of the Union address he's given since taking the office in 2008. Sitting behind Obama during the speech was Vice President Joe Biden and Speaker of the House John Boehner. Now, the white-haired Biden looked inspired as Obama spoke, while the orange-skinned Boehner looked slightly constipated. Among other things, though, Obama challenged Congress to pass laws on a slate of issues, including immigration reform, education, and an increase in wages. Now, throughout the speech, Obama peppered his message with a form of communication called, "I got jokes." And here's the first one.
With his boss, John Serrano. John's an owner of Punch Pizza in Minneapolis. And Nick helps make the dough. Only now he makes more of it.
Boom!
John just gave his employees a raise to $10 an hour, and that's a decision that has eased their financial stress and boosted their morale.
That's right. You see what Obama did? A little play on words with
it's
the dough.
It's totally unfair, by the way. I feel like Obama, if you're a stand-up comic, you write amazing jokes, and maybe the crowd laughs. But Obama can say anything, and people just,
Yeah, that's right.
Not fair.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with yes men.
That's right. What else, though? What else? I want to know, what else did Obama have? Because he didn't it wasn't just the dough joke. He peppered his whole speech with one. Here's Jenny, you got the next one?
It is time to do away with workplace policies that belong in a Mad Men episode. This year, let's all come together.
Watch out. Now he's dropping pop culture references, folks. You can't stop that. You can only open. Kate, how does it make you feel as a stand-up comedian right there?
I'm not going to lie. That made me laugh a little.
Now, even more predictable than the constant laughing and applauding and approbation throughout the State of the Union is the partisan analysis that follows it, right? And I'm sure that this State of the Union, the analysis that followed that was just like all the others, right?
Alex Castellanos, the first we've heard from you tonight.
Well, I think I've said before that I think a speech by Barack Obama is a lot like sex. The worst there ever was is still excellent.
What?
Is it possible to run that one back or do we lose it?
Let's do that again. That was great.
That's Alex Castellanos from CNN. GOP conservative commentator.
Alex Castellanos, the first we've heard from you tonight.
Well, I think I've said before that I think a speech by Barack Obama is a lot like sex. The worst there ever was is still excellent.
Take a cold shower, big
so
man.
Wrong.
Take a cold shower.
No woman would say that ever, by the way. So not true.
By the way, I don't know if you guys are familiar you are with Newt Gingrich, all right? But I think it takes a lot to shock Newt Gingrich. He's a man who left his wife on her deathbed. His face was, if you're watching it, complete awe, complete shock. But you know what? I think we can all, it was a pretty good speech. No matter how you view Obama, it was a good speech. At least Alex Castellanos thought so. But I'm sure that the Republican response offered lots of detailed alternatives, right?
So tonight, I simply offer a prayer.
Wait, what? That was the response? Okay, all right. I'm sure that they... So maybe it lacked... Maybe their alternatives lack some substance, but I'm sure that the... What's-her-face? She didn't get preachy, I'm sure.
That with the guidance of God, we may prove ourselves worthy of his blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. For when we embrace these gifts, we are each doing our part to form a more perfect union. May God guide you and our president, and may God continue to bless the United States of America.
I'm watching that, and I'm thinking to myself, like, you know when you leave the TV on Saturday night sometimes, and then it, like, the same channel blurs over to Sunday morning, and all of a sudden you start hearing gospel in your dreams? That's what I thought it was. That was representative from Virginia, Kathy McMorris Rogers, or as the Republicans call her, the new superstar, the new Sarah Palin right there. But by the way, if you didn't know, that was how Hillary Clinton just won the 2016 presidential election right there, because that's their alternative. And very exciting news, though, in sports this week, as the Denver Broncos will be taking on the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday in Super Bowl XLVIII, which, if you don't know, is the same size Super Bowl as Chris Christie's underwear. Boom! A fat Zing. Joke on Christie.
Zing.
Now, no matter what happens, who wins, I think we can all agree the real winner will be Colorado and Washington State, which, as the overwhelming majority of our audience knows, are states where recreational pot is legal. So while the game will be held in New York, where there's a good chance that there's going to be snow, you can expect fans in both states to be watching on tons of grass. Boom! I can't stop this tonight, guys. Now, speaking of marijuana, a Wall Street Journal poll showed this past week that 55% of Americans support legalized pot. Now, the poll was the first of its type that reflected a majority of Americans supporting such legalization, and also the first of its type that led to potheads reading the Wall Street Journal. Now, the Grammys were this past Sunday. You guys may have watched the Grammys this past Sunday. Big winners included Macklemore, Lorde, and Daft Punk. Screwed for yet another year, though, New Zealand hip-hop band MC OJ and Rhythm Slave. I know you're a big fan of those things. I know.
They're going to get their chance one of these days.
By the way, if you Wikipedia them, I think they stopped playing music in 91. So I was like, who can I find that's a random New Zealand hip-hop band? MCOJ.
MCOJ.
And Rhythm Slave. Pop singer Justin Bieber, though, you guys probably know this, was unable to attend the Grammys as he was busy shoplifting Jolly Ranchers from a Beverly Hills 76 station after filling up his rented Maserati before a heroin-fueled boxcar race. That, folks, is the Sarcastic News Rundown. We got a great show for you tonight, including Policy Mike's Jacqueline Munson will be talking about the State of the Union address and actually talking a little bit about women's wages that came up, and she writes about women's issues. So that will be coming up. Feel free to call in 800-893-9562. Kate Quigley, Jake the Snake, Craney. We got some good callers. Call us 800-893-9562. You've been listening to Sarcastic News Live. We'll be right back.
Close your eyes. Does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? We were caught up and lost in all of our vices. Tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like night?
And we're back here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross, joined with Jake the Snake Cranny and Kate Quigley. Our new segment. I mean, this has really been taking the world by storm, you know, because it's a local thing, and we want to hear from you guys what's happening in your town. And this neighborhood, this segment is called What's Happening in Your Neighborhood. Here's the here's our new intro music, What's Happening in Your Neighborhood. Like Hasselhoff running with his boobs, you know, during the 80s. We actually have a caller. We want to know this gentleman, Johnny Walker something or other. Johnny Walker, what's happening in your neighborhood?
Hi, this is Charlie Walker Graham Jr. to you, sir.
Oh, wow. Charlie Walker Graham Jr. Well, I apologize, first of all.
I expected to hear Mindy when I called. That's why I called during the break, so I could have a chance to talk to the siren from Sioux City. But Mindy apparently isn't in. She was on the last program. I don't know where she went. I heard she was killed in the bathroom. Her assistant, I think her name is Jenny. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about what's going on in my neighborhood of Jackson, Mississippi. I'd rather talk to you about the State of the Union address, if that's all right with you.
Tell us what you thought. What were your thoughts? Did you like it? Did you not like it? Did you find it, like Alex Castellanos did, arousing?
I wouldn't say that I was aroused. Some of my less gentle emotions most certainly will. I want to talk about something that Obama is doing. I want to talk about how he is trying to change America through executive actions rather than by going through the proper channels of Congress. And I think that this is going to create very negative precedent for our country. I just want to play you something from last night's address, and I want your comments on it.
Okay.
Give me one second.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Hey, Scooter, get off the computer. Let me get on that.
Hey, is that Cletus from The Simpsons? Hey, it's Cletus from The Simpsons.
Go play on the train tracks again, boy.
Scooter.
All right, here it is. I got it queued up.
All right, here we go.
In the coming months, I'll build on that success by setting new standards for our trucks.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, he'll be setting the standards for trucks? Is that what it was?
New standards for our trucks. He is single-handedly going to change the way we drive our trucks in this country. What is going to happen to us, I do not know. But
I don't think, in all due respect, Mr. Walker, I don't think he's going to change like what side of the road you drive
on
or anything.
Graham Jr., and I have a feeling that he is going to just take lift kits right out of American industry. That is my number one concern.
Mr. Walker Jr., I stand corrected. But I just want to say, again, I don't think that's going to alter. I think he's just trying to curb emissions so that we have a planet, you know, a couple hundred years from now.
It's those little things in that speech that really get me worked up. The little things he sneaks in. Now, I agree with him on this women's wages issue.
Yeah.
I think that women should be paid exactly as much as men are paid.
That's surprising coming from you.
Why would that be surprising?
No, man, no, I apologize.
I mean, I'm only saying that because I Googled your guest and looked at her Google images. Let's be real here, all right?
Hey, whatever reason you have, I'm just happy you're on the side of women. Thank you.
You're not the guest I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one from Policy Mike.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. Mr. Walker is a student of our show. He follows the show every week. Let me ask you this. What was the highlight, in your opinion, of Obama's speech last night?
I'd say the highlight, in my opinion, was Justice Ginsburg's nap. I caught that. I had the right idea.
Oh, Mr. Walker, thank you so much for calling in. I hope that, you know, in Mississippi that they... I hope that we can come together. I know you guys may see things a little differently than we do out here in California, but hopefully we can come to an agreement.
It's a lot different from the bottom up than from the top down, I'll tell you that much.
Well, I hope you're referring to politics. I don't know exactly what you're referring to. But
Power bottom.
Mr. Walker, thank you. Mr. Walker Jr., thank you so much for calling in, and we really appreciate your contribution tonight. All right, that's Mr. Walker Jr., Charlie Walker Jr., something Gordon, I think, was in there too, calling in from, I think, Jackson, Mississippi. That's the thing. Sarcastic News Live.
Huge following.
Exactly.
He's funny.
He's good.
Lift kits. Amazing.
That's in the future right there. All right, now, Jenny, we don't have any other callers right now. Excellent. We only allow one caller per show. But what's happening in your neighborhood? This is a segment, like I said, it's clearly catching Jackson, Mississippi by storm. But our own guest tonight, our own crack squad, Sarcastic News Live crack squad, including Kate Quigley. I know she's got a couple stories brewing. Kate, what do you have for us?
Well, I brought in two stories this week. Okay, the local story is actually from Santa Ana, California.
Right down the road.
Right down the road, not far. Yeah. So apparently this guy with a really nice house on the outside, extremely well manicured, his neighbors smelled something going on inside the house. They called the police. And the police go inside this guy's house, and he's got 500 snakes in his house, caged, apparently not very well taken care of. And mice and rats running loose in the house because that's what he feeds to the snakes, right? So the inside of this guy's house is like completely run down. Mm-hmm. It's amazing because they interviewed some women who actually were guests of his and thought that there was like nothing weird going on in there and that the snakes were, you know, perfectly taken care of. And I'm just like kind of bothered. I'm bothered by this. This story personally bothered me because I feel like if this guy is getting dates and I'm not, I'm going to kill myself.
No, they were they just running amok or like were they?
The snakes are in cages. But I guess they'd have to be, but 500. And he's a normal guy. He teaches middle school. But they arrested
him.
It's
an enormous amount of snakes.
It's something's wrong. It's like something's definitely off there when you have 500 snakes.
Absolutely.
Not normal.
Now, were the mice and the other rodents, were they rogue?
They were running loose. They were going, yes. Like he has rogue mice.
It's just Gladiator in that house for those mice. They're running for their lives.
Right?
Well, let's turn to Jake before we come back to Kate. Yeah. Jake, what do you have for us on what's happening in your neighborhood?
Well, as you know, Justin, my neighborhood is Rasdorf, Germany. very, very rich memories from my youth there. I could go on and on.
You have very German eyebrows. I've always said that.
I do. Anyway, but this is not just a Rasdorf story. This is global news. This was a huge, huge story in the news. This week, methane gas from 90 flatulent cows exploded in a German farm shed, damaging the roof and injuring one of the cows.
Wow.
High levels of the gas had built up in the structure, and a static electric charge caused the gas to explode with flashes of flames. One cow was treated for burns, and all 90 cows were treated for irritable bowels. Obviously, the farms and the cows are the big losers in this, but there are two winners, as I see it. Pepto-Bismol and childish comedy.
Yeah, no, that was well done, Snake. Yeah. That was well done.
I had to search hard for that story out of Rasdorf.
I was going to say... Sorry, hold on one second. I want to play one more.
Dan's balls.
I don't know. I was looking for some sort of like applause there. That was Dan's balls.
My Google feed is just sports and then stories out of Rasdorf, Germany. That's how it's one or the other.
Jake did tell me, he goes, I know that we're trying to make this segment a little smarter, but he goes, I have the dumbest fucking story for you in the world. And I said, all right.
Classic flatulent cows.
I said, there is no dumb story here.
Farting cows.
Can I just tell you that I brought the exact same story as my second story?
Farting cows.
When I read it, like all I could think was like, if this can happen with cows, can this happen with people? Because the roof like exploded off of this shed, and like I don't know about you guys, but I mean I've had some gassy lovers, who are a little flatulent overnight, and I don't want to wake up, you know, to an explosion.
I'm trying to look for the soundbite. The
gassy lovers, the Kate Quigley story.
The roof is on fire right now. Is what I want to. I'm trying to get that soundbite. Cows always are the ones that get screwed. I think in all stories, unless they live in India.
Yeah, they're they got tough luck these days.
But they have an endless supply of milk.
Don't tell them that. Yeah. Wow. That was your story, too?
Yeah, same exact
farting
story.
Farting cows.
So we have nothing for the next 5 minutes, basically. Is that what you're trying to say?
Nothing. We can come up with stuff. We can make it.
We can reenact the farting cows in the rat cage here.
This is actually a good minute to talk a little bit about ourselves right now. If you check out sarcasticnewslive.com, we have a new website up. Also, at SNLive1 is our new Twitter handle, over 7,000. And what else? We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/sarcasticnews1. And Kate, While we got a minute, tell us a little bit. You were in the Midwest for
little
comedy over there, the Funny Factory.
Omaha Funny Bone.
The Funny Bone.
It was actually really, really fun. I was with John Morgan, who's Ragin' Cajun from Louisiana. Super funny
guy.
Heard
about that guy.
He's hilarious.
I think he was actually the guy who called in a few minutes ago, Charlie Walker.
No, trust me, it wasn't. I was there, and then now I'm back in town. I shot a pilot last night, and I haven't slept, but I'm running on coffee and a little vodka.
Shot the pilot. Did you shoot the pilot with a gun or crossbow?
No.
Ooh, are you a Barack Obama in your dough joke?
I'm learning from BO. I'm learning from Barack Obama.
Well, I want to give a quick shout out. We have a big fan base, Kara up in San Francisco. We've got, I know we have a big GILF following out there, And then also, we have a new executive. That was random, right?
Eloise in St. Petersburg.
A GILF following.
Huge. Grandma's.
That means what I think, right? Okay, just checking.
Grandma's, I'd like to fist fight. Now, we also have a very funny man. Eric Feldman will be joining us as a producer on our show. However, he could not make it in tonight. He's listening, though. This was his first ever time. He was going to come in, and I feel bad because he actually called me. He emailed me and called me, and he wanted to know that he wasn't just making this up. This was his first time, and he goes, I am pissing out my ass right now on the voicemail. I've never met this guy. And he goes, pissing out my ass.
Well, I like him already.
That's a good opening.
Yeah. So
he probably enjoyed the farting cows story.
That's how I always open on Tinder. Opening lines.
Otherwise known as Hot or Not. Well, we are going to go to a quick break. We've got Jacqueline Munson from PolicyMike.com. She's a columnist there as well. She's written for The Daily Beast and Salon.com as well. She'll be joining us here in just a few minutes. We're going to go to break right now. Jenny's going to take us a break, and we'll be right back here on Sarcastic News Live.
And we
We're back here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin. I know I did jazz hands. Hi, I've never been on camera before. We are Sarcastic News Live at the Skid Row Studios. We call it the Rat Cage here, right here in the heart of LA's 100% human hair district. We've got Jenny in the back. She's doing an amazing job tonight. Jake the Snake Carini, Kate Quigley is here, and joining us tonight. She is a New York City-based journalist. She's an abortion rights activist and the founder and editor-in-chief of Onward and F-Word. Her writing has been featured at Alternate, The Daily Beast, Policy Mike, and Salon. Please welcome Jacqueline Munson to the show. Jacqueline, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. And I just want to start off tonight, and I want to ask you a little bit about, I know that you you discuss a lot of women's issues, and that's a major priority for you. But in general, right, just right off the bat, did you feel the same as Alex Castellanos did when he heard?
Hot and bothered.
As a woman, were you?
As a woman. Well, I was neither hot nor bothered, and I don't think anything's been a bigger libido killer than the Republicans over the past week. But I think that what was largely absent from Obama's speech was reproductive rights and abortion rights. And as we know, last week was the 41st anniversary of Roe versus Wade, and yesterday House Republicans passed a sweeping anti-abortion bill, which won't survive the Senate, but which incidentally, Kathy McNorris Rogers voted for, and there was no mention of that at all yesterday.
Why was there no mention of it, you think?
I think that the rhetoric right now is dangerous for Republicans. I think that if Obama said something about it, then there would need to be a response against it. And I don't think that they want to do anything to perpetuate the belief that they are, in fact, waging a war on women, even though Tucker Carlson and some others were on Fox News today saying that there is no war on women, gender inequality in the workplace doesn't exist, but they actually made that announcement today on the anniversary of the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, which is today, incidentally. So that was interesting.
Because I feel like there's obviously politics there when it comes to the abortion issue, right, and bringing that up in something like the State of the Union. But I can understand why the administration wouldn't want to necessarily confront that. However, how can anybody from the right, like Tucker Carlson or anybody, come on and say that maybe, you know, war on women, that's, you know, but when they make, I mean, one of the points that Obama made was they make 77 cents, you know, to the dollar that every man makes, right, in the workplace. How can somebody argue that? I mean, how can they say that there's no gender inequality when you see a fact like that and not see reality?
Right. Well, it's not even just gender inequality in the workplace and pay lack of pay equity in the workplace that you need to talk about, but the fact that visibility in the workplace doesn't really exist that much for women either in a lot of major areas. If you look at, there was a 2013 Catalyst survey that looked at female representation in some of the largest companies like Walmart, and found that only 16.9% of corporate board seats were held by women, and in the top 500 Fortune 500 top earners, only 8.1% of those were women. So to get back to Tucker Carlson's point, the argument that he's kind of making is that women voluntarily take maternity leave and therefore get paid more than men because they're not there for, I guess, a significant amount of time when they do take maternity leave.
Well, I think we all know that. I mean, I think we can all agree Tucker Carlson takes his fair share of maternity leave himself. So,
it is mentally tough.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the job, but is he really on the job?
It is tough to take anything seriously from a grown man wearing a bow tie.
Right.
So, let me ask you this. Did you feel like Obama's speech, you know, the State of the Union last night, and when he did confront that? I mean, that was, I saw CNN, I was watching CNN last night, and that was like the highest point in his speech by some of the, you know, their snap vote polls and whatnot. Did you feel like that, you know, it doesn't sound like it was what you wanted. However, do you feel like, you know, the Democrats or people should be grateful that he confronted it at least to that level compared to, say, past State of the Unions, either his presidency or others?
Sure. I think it's important to recognize when people, especially people in legislative or holding legislative power, do talk about women's issues because, you know, we are underrepresented in the Senate and in the House and in politics in general. And there is a war on women that does exist. So I think that was important. And I think it was no mistake that it was done the day before the 5-year anniversary of the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. Mm-hmm. But I would like to have seen a little more dialogue about women and marriage equality and other social issues that are pretty voter driven in elections.
Right. Do you feel like, as far as the speech overall, kind of, I'm going to drift away too much from that, but overall, do you feel like it was one of Obama's more solid speeches? Some actually called it his best speech he's given during his tenure in the White House. Do you feel like overall it was a solid speech?
I think one of his benefits is that he is a great speaker. I thought it was a great speech. I thought it was a moderate speech. Mm-hmm. I think that the only thing that was possibly quite liberal was the idea that he was going to be using a lot of his executive power when he felt that Congress was going to get too gridlocked, which, let's be serious, is going to start happening again tomorrow as soon as they all wake up and decide to fight with each other. I think it was moderate. I think it was less liberal than his past speeches, and I think that a lot of liberals and maybe some Democrats maybe wanted to see a little bit more, because I think we've heard a lot of this stuff before, especially with gun violence and gun control measures.
But at the same time, though, I mean, Congress passed two of the acts that he wanted to last year. I mean, nothing got done. So do you feel like, maybe just reiterating, even though it was the same stuff, that was, maybe a smart thing to do?
I think it is to a degree, because I think it's good for them to be conscious that he's obviously aware, as if anybody could not be aware of all the bullshit that they're pulling all the time. I'm looking at Ted Cruz and the government shutdown. So I think it is good for him to always acknowledge it and keep people on their toes. But I think it was really good that, he was challenging a divided Congress in a lot of different sections. And he even said, bring these things to my desk. If you create something, I will sign it if I like it.
I like that. Just bring it to my desk. Yeah. If I like it, I'll
just
sign
it.
Just like just give them a bunch of napkins. Sign that, please. Yeah. I like that.
Just with scribbles. Crayons, it doesn't matter.
Crayons.
Now, you wrote an article a little while ago I want to ask you about. It's called the 10 Most Sexiest, or Sexist. I'm sorry, Sexist.
Wow.
That sounds fascinating, though.
There's a big difference.
Oh,
one letter can make a big difference.
Sexiest sexists?
The 10 most sexist female characters on TV. Let me ask you this. Would you ever do a 10 most sexiest female characters on TV? Would you ever write something like that?
I don't think I would.
If you changed the qualifications? So it wasn't just about physical, like necessarily how people look.
Intellectually sexy, you mean?
Yeah, you did define your own.
I could develop something around that. I'm sure that I could.
Okay.
But purely based on physical attributes is not my thing, no.
Okay. All right. I want to ask Kate, actually. I want to bring her into the conversation a little bit. As a female comic, Kate, you do shows all the time and everything else. And you have to... comedy is definitely a male-driven world. So...
Totally.
I want to know from Kate's perspective, and I want you, Jacqueline, to comment on this as well. But how do you feel? Is it hard walking into that world? Do you feel objectified in certain ways? Do you feel like it's sexist? Do you feel like it's sexist? Do you, talk about
it? I think that it's definitely a little bit of a fraternity atmosphere.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to roll with the punches of that, and you have to be able to. I mean, of course, the comedy world is just like any other world where there's a bunch of guys. Like, some of them are going to objectify you and some of them don't. And some of you take you seriously. But I found that if you're funny, that's really all that matters. Then they treat you kind of like one of the boys. Also, I've learned not to sleep with them. Honestly, I'm being totally serious because, one of my friends who's a really successful female comedian told me, do your show and take off and go hang out somewhere else, or if you're going to hang with the boys, be one of the boys. But, you don't want to be that girl that's like flirting with them. And,
yeah.
I mean, at least for me, that's the way it is for me. So that's not hard for me because I try to just roll with them and act like a guy. And
Well, some of the male comedians have feminine bone structure myself. And so I'm one of the gals, you know. I did jazz hands.
Judging by your jazz hands,
I just did jazz
hands.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm one of the ladies, you know, so I don't have that issue myself. I want to finish off here, Jacqueline. Tell us real quick. I mean, how much do women have to sort of, I hate to say this, but in just like anything, I mean, not just when it comes to gender, but there are a lot of different ways in which we have to roll with the punches, so to speak. You know, yeah. like Kate said, when it comes to jobs or sports teams, you know, whatever the case is, groups in general, have you had to face that? I'm sure you've had to face that. And how much do you think that should be kind of just a, I don't say healthy part, but just part of any sort of job or situation?
Well, I think with any environment that has power structures and power dynamics that are disproportionate to, you know, an ethnic group or a race or religion or gender, or whatever, I think that there's always going to be situations where people find themselves at the lower end of the spectrum. And I've certainly faced, you know, sexual harassment at work. I've certainly faced pay discrimination. And I think that it's something, just because of my attitude and the way that I am, it's something that I've always stood up against. But I have felt the power of larger institutions rain down upon me.
Right.
And it doesn't always work out in your favor, but if anything, that's informed my feminist beliefs even more and has been more of a driving force for me to be doing the work that I'm doing.
Well, we enjoy the work you're doing. Jacqueline Monson, thank you very much for being on our show. We look forward to having you back on at some point soon.
I would love that. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks a lot. That's Jacqueline Monson. She's a columnist for PolicyMike.com, for Salon. She's written Daily Beast and other publications. Thank you very much for her being on the show. We have a fun game, the Snake Game, coming up, where we're going to do some trivia about what's happened in the world this past week. You've got some good quotes this week,
I've right got soon? Some good quotes from the week in news coming up.
Excellent. We got that coming up right after this here on Sarcastic News Live.
That you should know that I don't wanna be friends.
She said, I don't wanna be your friend. She said, I don't wanna be your friend. She said, I don't wanna be your friend. Well, baby, I don't ever wanna see you again. Reply. You see, I notice your tag. I cheat and know it ain't right. You want revenge with no forgiveness, but I don't think it's fair. I see you out with other niggas, and I know you don't care. I just hope I still can get it since you won't be my friend, okay?
Oh, we're on. Oh, we're on.
Holy God. I was just singing. It's fine.
Wow. No, I know. We're all singing, texting. We're all, yeah. Because we don't talk to each other in between breaks. Everyone's just like,
we go
all
to our, we go to our tiny
we
screens.
Hate each other.
We go to our trailers and get makeup done. You guys are listening to Sarcastic News Live with Jake the Snake Karani, Kate Quigley. We have very funny comedian, a good friend of the show. Foxy Sellers is on the line for the Snake Game. Foxy, how are you doing?
Good, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Finally got you on this time, man. Glad to have you on. Now, the way this works is Snake is going to, well, I'll let Snake introduce it, but go ahead, Snake.
Yeah, so basically I'm going to tell you guys a quote from a story that happened during the week, and I will give you two choices as to who said the quote. You guys have to guess who said the quote. Most points at the end wins, and you all play for some sort of charity that we get really excited about and then give nothing to at the end. So who are you playing for tonight?
Guys, as usual, I am going to play for the, as you know, the Boys and Girls Club of Tijuana, Mexico.
You love them. You love,
love
those
the Boys
guys.
And Girls Club.
Good kids.
Wow.
Good kids.
Mostly, that's nice.
Yeah.
Kate, how about you?
Do you have a...
Well, I was going to go with Tequila Drinkers for a Cleaner Planet. It's not as nice as the Boys and Girls Club.
Did you prepare that one?
No.
You're just like, okay, alcohol, crazy, wild, stupid place. Boom. Foxy, do you have a place? Or are you going to pull out?
I'll play for the Morally Handicapped.
The Morally Handicapped. That's
nice.
Good.
So he's playing good. For me, actually.
Yeah, for all of us here. All right, let's go. Let's start it off, Snake.
All right, well, we got four quotes tonight. First quote, I still don't know if I'm dreaming or not, but we'll see tomorrow morning. Was this A, Stan Wawrinka after beating Rafael Nadal to win the Australian Open, or B, Lord after winning the Grammy for Song of the Year?
Ooh, that's tough. Let's start off with the lady here.
I can't even believe I don't know this. I'm like the hugest Nadal fan, but that sounds like Wawrinka to me. I'm going to go with Stan Wawrinka.
Okay.
I want to do that, but I'm going to go with Lord. Fox, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Lord.
Okay, correct answer. Stan Wawrinka.
Really?
Nadal.
Boom.
Kate Quigley out to an early lead.
It's Tequila Drinkers for, what was that?
A Cleaner Planet.
They're getting excited.
It's
they're
an
getting
environmental.
Rowdy. They're getting rowdy out there now.
Yeah.
Quote number two, you're only a monster if you behave like one. Was this A, ABC's Elizabeth Vargas on her struggle with alcoholism, or B, a line from the new movie I, Frankenstein?
I'm going to go with Alex Castellanos from CNN.
Because
that sounds somewhat provocative.
Correct. It was a trick question.
I'm going to go A, whatever that was.
Elizabeth Vargas on her struggle with alcoholism.
God.
Who is she again?
She's an anchor for 2020 in ABC.
You're only a monster if you act. I'm going to go with the, Frankenstein, I, Frankenstein.
Okay, Fox?
I wish Richard Seymour, Richard Sherman's father was an option or mother, but I'm going to go with I, Frankenstein.
Oh, I love it. That was a line from the new movie, Frankenstein.
Really? Wow.
Justin Cross bringing up the rear as he so often does.
I like the rear.
That makes it sound like Kate and I saw that movie.
I know.
Did you really? You
Date
were the
night.
you were the one that bought the ticket to that? I heard that was the worst movie.
Fox was one of the comedians that hits on Kate at the comedy shows right there.
Hey,
and,
baby.
Hey, by the way, we have Jenny in the back. I want to get her in this next round here, so.
Okay, you're in the next round. Here we go.
Anything,
quote.
But.
We don't either. Yeah.
Quote number three. I will use every available resource I have for as long as it takes to fight and prevail. Was this A?
God. Sorry.
Was this A?
Jesus.
It's an unfair fight. He has everything. Sorry.
Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell on his recent corruption indictment, or B, new president of the Central African Republic, Catherine Samba Panza, on her country's current conflict.
Jenny, start us off.
Jenny, what do you got?
I'm going to go with B, because she's a woman.
All right. Justin Cross, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Panda.
Okay. Samba Panza, yes.
Yeah, it's just because her name is amazing. Catherine Samba Danza Panda.
Mm-hmm. Samba Panza, yep. Okay.
Fox?
I can't even repeat these names. I don't even know who these are, so I'm just going B.
Okay.
I'm going to go A because everybody else went B.
Okay, correct answer. A, former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell.
That's a total pussy move. That's right.
Justin is on the board. This is a wide open race, folks. This is very exciting. We've got Fox E. Sellers with one, Justin Cross with one, Kate Quigley with two. Final quote.
Jenny with, well, she's you know, it, the whole thing is it doesn't matter because we only do the last one anyway.
Right.
So.
And the final question is going to be worth 2 points because there's actually twice as many possible answers for you guys. So it's tougher.
Whoa.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hold on. It's three if she gets it right.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
Jenny, that is.
Final quote.
All right.
There was no misunderstanding that the North Koreans wanted us to know they were a threat as a world power. Who said this quote about North Korea? Was it A?
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. B, Barack Obama. C, George Bush Sr. Or D, Ric Flair?
Oh, I love him.
God, you're so good because you're like, okay, it's like, why did he do Ric Flair the wrestler? Wow. I am racking my brain right now. Let's start with Kate Quigley
Of course. Well, what was choice two?
Barack Obama.
Oh, right, that guy.
I've heard of him.
I'm going to go with Barack Obama.
Okay.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Let's get Justin before we get Foxy Sellers.
No,
you went last time.
I know, but I like...
Just want to pick what no one else chooses.
Yeah, they call me the street sweeper.
The garbage man.
Cleaning up here. All right, let's go with... I said Rodman before anybody. Who did she go with?
Barack Obama.
Oh,
the president of the free
that
world.
That guy? All right.
The leader of the free world.
I'm going to go... I want to go Rodman. I'm going to go Flair.
You're going to go Ric Flair. Okay.
Jenny?
Fox.
Jenny. I'm going to go Dennis because you said it. So.
Okay.
That's right. You want to ride my coattails? Do you want me to get that? You can ride my... Do a piggyback ride
if you
want.
As you call the street sweeper? Is that what
you
said?
Yeah.
You guys get a room.
We have one here.
It's the control room.
The control room. Foxy Sellers.
Would you like the options
Doc
again?
Brown, an option. Rivers. How about Doc Rivers? Is that an option?
No. Doc Rivers is not an option.
I always get Doc Rivers and Barack Obama mixed up because they seem like the same guy if you watch them like in an interview.
They don't all look the same. Similar. They don't all.
they have like the same kind of voice, tenor in their voice.
They do.
Doc Rivers is Barack Obama if Barack Obama was black. I'm
going to
go with Barack Obama.
Oh, man.
There goes your whole black fan base.
I'm just going B across the board.
Was that like a recovery? Like, yeah, you got Obama good, and then you're like, Obama.
All right. There was no misunderstanding that the North Koreans wanted us to know they were a threat as a world power. That was a quote from... The Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Come on.
Woo! WWF superstar wrestler.
Woo! I'm
Ric
doing the
Flair.
Woo because that's his thing, is the woo.
And Justin Cross, regrettably, wins the game.
Not just Justin Cross, but the Boys and Girls Club of Tijuana,
and
guys.
They deserve it. They're good kids.
Yeah.
Good
Can
kids.
I just ask you?
Donkey shows for a month.
Like, in all seriousness, though, like, how, in what arena did Ric Flair get to comment on the North Koreans?
He's a new show on Nickelodeon. It's all politics. Okay. No, this was an interview done this week about the time that he wrestled in North Korea. It was very odd, but that was a quote from him from that interview.
Fantastic.
Wow. Well, that's the snake game right there.
I'm never listening to you again.
you won, right? Oh, no, you went with Rod.
No,
oh.
Justin Cross won.
Hold on. One
second. Hey, I believe in God, man.
Sorry. I don't know. Hold on, wait. What's the one we did?
Dan's Balls.
Do
you have the crying baby? I think that'd be perfect for this situation.
The miscellaneous sound effects. I've got a German Shepherd. Mm. Before we just go to sound effects to kill time, I want to say, Fox, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Now, Fox is a comedian based here in LA, and he does tons of shows around town. Fox, where can people see you at? Where can they check you out at?
I have my Foxy Sellers show in Hermosa Beach. The next one's coming out February 12th. And I'm going to be in the March Comedy Madness comedy competition.
Yeah,
nice.
It's a rotating venue, so I don't know which venue I'm going to be in. So I'll announce it at some point.
All right, and thanks so much for joining us, Fox. Check him out.
Thanks
He's all around LA. We want to have you in studio. All right.
Yeah,
I'm down for that.
He is the guy who looks like Tom Brady. Like,
he's very handsome.
He's a good looking guy.
He is.
Straight up.
I am.
Nobody says funny. They always just say good looking. I'm just kidding.
Good eyebrows.
Very funny, man. Had a good show last night. All right, Fox, thanks for calling in. Have a good one, man.
That's it. Bye.
All right, now to send Fox out, I've got something for you that Jenny brought up.
Yes.
Why do you like that sound?
I don't know why I like that
I
so much.
I hate that sound.
I love that sound, but I don't know why.
It's really...
I'm an odd
very
I'm an
juvenile.
Odd
it's because you
odd.
Can turn it off.
Very juvenile. Yes. Very juvenile. We're going to go... Let's go to a very quick... do we have just a... Maybe we got just a minute or two before we're done here. So actually, we're not going to go to break. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to round up here in the next minute or two. You guys have been listening to Sarcastic News Live. Catch us on sarcasticnewslive.com and follow us on Twitter. Daily updates. Oh, we have a caller. We have a caller. All right, let's pipe him in real quick. Who do we have?
Hey, this is Jim from the Santa Fe Springs Man.
Yeah, Jim. Jim, we just
still awake.
We're
been a while. Happy New Year to all of you, and I'll make it short because I know you're wrapping it up.
Yeah.
And so I say hello, love the show. Sorry I didn't call in earlier. Yeah. And I was just wondering though, why do they call your co-host Jake the Snake? You know, is it like a personality thing? Is it a physical thing? I'll bet you liked that story earlier about that dude with 500 snakes.
That's my house. That's where she got the story.
I paid him a visit.
I figured it was related. But anyhow, I know you're wrapping it up, so I'll let you wrap up the show. And we love the show. Speaking here with Anna. Say hi, Anna.
Hello.
Hey, Anna.
And,
Anna.
We'll chime in next week.
All right.
Love the show. Night.
Thanks. That's our executive producer Jim Sanchez right there calling in from the Santa Fe Springs Man Cave. He's about four Bud Lights deep. No, Jim, that's a great call and thank you. For Jake the Snake Cranny, Kate Quigley, very funny. You can catch her. Where can we catch you, Kate?
Let's see. Saturday night I'm at Westside Comedy Theater, so Santa Monica, 8 o'clock show if you live here in LA, or follow me on Twitter, Kate Q Funny.
Kate Q Funny, and you can check us out at Sarcastic or at SN Live One at SN Live One, and also let's see, you can catch me tonight if you're downtown. I'll be at the Angel City Brewery doing pints and puns. The show is actually going on right now, so I'm going to skip over after this. But yeah, check us out, and guys, thank you so much for listening to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross for Jake the Snake, Kate Quigley. Our very good guest tonight, Jacqueline from Policy Mike and Jenny in the back. Guys, thank you for listening. Have a great night.
See, I've been here for 28 years, pounding sweat beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby Jean.